This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Monday, 22nd June 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The weather across Israel today is warm and sunny, with clear skies over Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. It's a perfect day to be outside if you're in the area. Meanwhile, Haifa is enjoying a gentle breeze, making it pleasant for a stroll. Here are today's headlines. First, according to the Jerusalem Post, Israel's security cannot hinge on unfinished U.S.-Iran diplomacy. Earlier today, a Hezbollah attack that killed four IDF soldiers highlighted the limits of the emerging U.S.-Iran understanding. Also, from JNS, the Israeli foreign minister stated that Israel will respect the Lebanon ceasefire if Hezbollah does. Earlier this hour, he emphasized Israel's lack of territorial ambitions in Lebanon. Also this hour, the Times of Israel reports that residents of Lebanon's Tyre are picking up the pieces. Earlier today, many fear renewed IDF strikes after the historic coastal city turned into a ghost town. Separately, Axios reports from earlier today that Iran fired missiles at Israel for the first time since the ceasefire. This development could unravel negotiations and reignite the conflict. And finally, I24NEWS_EN reports that the Israeli Defense Forces have bolstered their northern defenses. This is in response to increasing tensions with Hezbollah. Here's what people are saying online. Open source intelligence analyst OSINT613 noted just minutes ago that Vice President Vance commented on Lebanon's current situation. Vance remarked that the past 24 hours have been relatively peaceful, though this is still a work in progress. Raylan Givens, an observer, also highlighted that the Israelis clearly stated they have no territorial ambitions in Lebanon. They are present only to prevent attacks on Israel. Ariel Osaran, a journalist, reported that during a call with U.S. officials and Qatar's prime minister, Lebanese President Aoun learned of ongoing U.S.-Iran negotiations involving Lebanon. This includes a proposed deconfliction cell involving multiple countries to secure the ceasefire. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with the Jerusalem Post's report. Israel's security landscape is strained after a Hezbollah attack that tragically killed four IDF soldiers. The attack underscores the fragility of current diplomacy between the U.S. and Iran. As tensions rise, the region faces potential instability. Turning to the JNS report, Israel's foreign minister urged adherence to the Lebanon ceasefire. He made it clear that Israel's presence in the security zone is purely defensive. This stance aims to protect civilians from Hezbollah's aggression and maintain regional peace. Meanwhile, as reported by the Times of Israel, Tyre's residents are coping with the aftermath of Israeli evacuation warnings. The city's rich history is overshadowed by fear of renewed strikes. The situation remains tense as the community braces for possible future attacks. From earlier today, Axios detailed Iran's missile launch towards Israel. This act threatens to destabilize the fragile ceasefire and complicate diplomatic efforts. The international community watches closely as Israel considers its response. Finally, I24N, EWS_EN's coverage of IDF's increased northern defenses reflects growing concerns. This military adjustment is a precaution against potential Hezbollah actions. It highlights Israel's commitment to safeguarding its borders and citizens. Turning to business and markets. First, Walla Business reports that after 2 years of freeze and cuts, an agreement was made to update recovery fees in the private sector. This change will impact every employee's pocket with an increase to 450, 1.5 shekels per day. Separately, from Globes, layoffs in Israel's tech sector are affecting lawyers, accountants, and funds. The downsizing is having ripple effects on support industries, though the broader economic impact is still unfolding. And finally, CTEC reports that FIMI's Ishay Davidi announced a restructuring plan for ZIM, a shipping company. The restructuring aims to create a debt-free, fully Israeli-controlled enterprise, offering a resilient solution for the company. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 4 p.m. for the latest. Publica was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.